I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, there's a new book called Euphemania, Our Love Affair with Euphemisms.
Author Ralph Kies defines euphemisms as comfort words that we use in place of words that make us feel uncomfortable.
Today we no longer feel any strong need to say gad or golly instead of God, and yet euphemisms reflect changing values. We're much more likely today to make euphemisms out of words for money or money-related matters, for war, for death. I was recently at a park in California, and at the entrance to the park it said, "Feral pig depredation in process." Depredation,
huh?
Yeah, huh,
wait,
exactly.
Feral pig I get it.
Right. A lot of pigs are going to die. but we're not comfortable saying die. If you walk through old graveyards, and I've done this, sometimes even the old tombstones would talk about worms are eating his corpse, and, you know, soon you shall be like me. Nowadays, we wouldn't dream of using words like those. And, you know, people pass, they pass on, they went over, you know, they were called home.
Well, interestingly, one thing I learned from your book is what consumption is. I'd been hearing that word all my life and never really knew what it was. Why don't you tell us what consumption is?
Well, this one is personal to me because my great-grandmother, Murdy Lacey, died of consumption. And it was only quite a few years later that I learned that consumption is an old-time euphemism for tuberculosis. Tuberculosis used to be the biggest killer, and so we came up with lots of euphemisms for that disease, the most common one being consumption, because tuberculosis consumed the body.
Do euphemisms change over time in your research? Did you find that?
Oh, yes. We're always clever about finding new ways to express ourselves. One thing I saw and included in the book was the word canoe showed up as an old-time euphemism for sex. Well, I've since learned that going canoeing is the full euphemism. Now, why is that a euphemism? Well, because in a time when couples were supposed to be chaperoned when they were out together, they quickly discovered that if they went out in a canoe, there wasn't room for a third person. Today, we say hook up.
Well, you know, and on a somewhat related topic, lately there was this all this controversy about the new increased security measures at the airports in the U.S. And this new phrase, "Don't touch my junk," has become.
Isn't that amazing? Where did junk come from?
And of course, we're talking about privates. Right?
Privates, exactly. Thank you.
Private parts.
Use the technical term. Yeah.
Right.
You talk about how our values are changing. How do you see through euphemisms that our lives are changing?
Well, you can tell what issues we're concerned about most. The oldest known euphemism is bear. Bear is a derivation of Bruin, which means the brown one. And some of our earliest ancestors in Northern Europe were so afraid of this large, ferocious animal that they wouldn't even say its actual name. Bear has now become, of course, the standard word for this animal. We no longer know what the original word was.
Today's euphemisms suggest to Ralph Kies that people are more likely to be afraid of bear markets than actual bears.
You don't even use the word money. You say assets, liquid assets. You don't borrow money, you leverage. You don't pay off loans, you deleverage. You know, the markets don't fall. There's an equity retreat or a market correction.
Well, equity itself, these home equity loans, the way people were, you know, borrowing against their homes, they used to be called second mortgages.
Exactly. Which was a much more clear and ominous term, a second mortgage. It's like a second ball and chain, and which is why it got changed to home equity loans by the lending industry.
Just one last question is focused on our audience of speakers of English as a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend? What advice would you give for them studying euphemisms?
Well, I'd listen very carefully for the ways people use euphemisms, because they do all the time. And you can get in trouble by either not understanding the euphemisms that are being used or using the wrong ones. And incidentally, this can happen even among English speakers. In the U.S., for example, top shelf refers to first rate. In the U.K., top shelf refers to pornography because it's kept on a top shelf.
Ralph Kies is an author, speaker, and teacher. His newest book is called Euphemania, And that's Wordmaster for this week.
With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.